In 1895, Shmuel Gelbfish walked alone almost 300 miles due west to the Oder River. There, he paid someone to row him across. Half the fare was for the ferrying, half for smuggling him out of the Russian Empire into Germany, past police who guarded the border on both sides. He walked another 200 miles to Hamburg. There, a young glovemaker named Jacob Liebglied took him in for several months, enabling him to make the next leg of his odyssey to relatives in Birmingham, England. Great Britain was at the zenith of empire, but poverty was the same everywhere. Shmuel scrounged around London to subsist. He lived off scraps and stolen food, and he slept for 3 nights in the bushes of Hyde Park. Finding all the doors in London closed to him, he pressed on to his relatives, who would at least provide him with food and shelter. With little meat on his bones and speaking but a few words of English, Shmuel became an apprentice to a blacksmith. His job was to pump the bellows with his feet.
This did not last long, however, he admitted years later, because I lacked the strength to keep up a good fire.
He was discharged and was subsequently let go from several other back-breaking jobs in the industrial city. Shmuel later admitted that he often cried openly in front of his relatives. Convincing himself that he would never be strong enough for any physical labor, he often took to his bed.
I was too weak to do the work, and they didn't understand, Goldwyn later admitted to his son. That's why I was crying.
Anglicizing his name to Samuel Goldfish, he continued his journey to America. Years later, Goldwyn told his son that when he arrived in Liverpool, he did not have enough money to pay for the transoceanic passage, and that he was sitting on a bench crying when a man approached to comfort him.
I'm so unhappy, I don't know what to do, he blubbered.
The cavalier Englishman allegedly said, Why don't you go to America? I'll give you the money. That was exactly the sort of fairy tale that Goldwyn later liked people to believe about him. On other occasions, he said his aunt had passed a hat on his behalf. Goldwyn's future wife of 48 years said, Sam always told me that he stole the money to get to America.